want to welcome you to another episode of Money Matters Top Tips for Success, where I bring on business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives to share their top tips for success with you. My name is Adam Torres, and you can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres to keep up with all the book release, the book tour, all of that good stuff. Love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to be a featured author in one of my upcoming books, just head on over to my website, MoneyMattersTopTips.com, and click on Become an Author. Really excited to have David Prentice on the line today. He's the chairman and CEO of Home Team, and he's located Home Team Holdings, Inc., and he's located over in Detroit, Michigan, my hometown. So always happy to talk to somebody from out there. David, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so I'm really excited to get into what your company's doing in real estate development in Michigan, the Detroit area. I know you've mentioned that you have, you're working with on some government projects, got a lot of development going on. So really pumped to hear about all of that. But let's start a little bit earlier in your life. How'd you get started as an entrepreneur?
I have kind of a unusual story. So my family had gotten foreclosed on in 2007, and I'd already wanted to be a businessman, but I hadn't figured out exactly what I wanted to do at that time. And being that I was a high school dropout and had I was now homeless, so I had that kind of situation going on, it was a pretty easy transition for me into the real estate field, because I wanted to help people keep their houses or get into new homes if they didn't have one already.
Oh, wow. So I mean, how was that like? So you're going, I mean, some of the people listening to this haven't had it that hard. I'll just be upfront. So what's it like? You're ready to go into real estate. There's a lot of realtors listening to this right now, who maybe are a couple years into their career. Maybe they're doing well. Maybe they're not doing as well as they'd want to be. Like, what's that like? How did you start? Like, let's go further into that.
So I just was a kid with a dream. I didn't have a whole lot of knowledge. I had zero contacts, zero resources. My parents didn't have anything, obviously, being in the situation that they were in. So we pawned a car, got $8,000, which we used to do a first month in security on an office. And we had to really struggle to bring on some clients immediately, like literally within a month, to support ourselves, or the friend who had let me pawn his car would have lost it and I would have felt terrible. So, was fortunately able to sell myself to a few people to bring some initial dollars in the door. And we started out in foreclosure defense. So it was kind of a unique arena and built from there into all the aspects of the business that we operate today. But that was not the ideal setting to get started.
And so what was, I mean, all right, so that you're right. That's not the ideal setting to get started. And really, you had it to the fire because you needed to get that done or a car is gone and you got other obligations going. I get that. So what do you think helped you get, like, what helped you get through that?
So when I was a kid, my old man really drilled into me drive and work ethic. And he always told me two things that stood out amongst the rest. He always said that can't doesn't exist, which is the title of my new book that's coming out, by the way. And he told me that you can have anything you want in life as long as you're willing to pay the price. And I knew the price in this scenario wouldn't be monetary because I didn't have any money. So I knew it was going to take extraordinary amounts of effort and that I would have to provide a ton of value to people in order to, for them to exchange money with me that I could then use to build and grow my business. Fortunately, my bills were extremely low at the time, so I didn't need a whole lot to live on. So I was able to reinvest everything that I did make into growing my business. So just went out and put in 100-hour weeks for several years in a row, got as many new clients as we could. And as I learned more about the business and got some experience and got some happy contacts and some cash in my pocket, was able to explore other areas of the business. And as the markets have changed so much since that time, this is, you know, back in 2011 when things were pretty rough, you know, a lot of doors have opened themselves to me, and I'm very grateful for that.
Oh, wow, that's great. I love hearing a success story, especially one that started with so much, you know, trouble. You know, to get to where you're at and to do what you're doing and to succeed through that, I mean, it's just amazing. Let's talk a little bit more about what you're doing as chairman and CEO of Home Team Holdings. Who are your clients? How do you help them?
Okay, so we have a lot of great clients. That's probably the best component about what I do, and I love it. So we have several high net worth and kind of family shop clients in the investment realm. They each own, you know, hundreds of properties, and we do everything for them from start to finish. They're completely passive. So we do acquisitions, we do construction, property management, realty brokerage, and we have partnerships for title and mortgages. So we're able to do everything that we need to do for them all under one roof, which is always a nice benefit to our clients. We also do public projects. So we do work for counties and cities, taking low to middle income communities, help transforming them into a place that's a more conducive environment for families that are being raised there.
No, that's great. So can you give me some examples? You said you mentioned you had some government work going on. So what's going on nowadays in Michigan? Just give me some updates. I'm from there. I don't get to go out to it as often.
So the biggest problem in Detroit area and, you know, the surrounding suburbs is no longer mortgage foreclosure, which was the big, you know, problem a decade ago. It's now tax foreclosure. We always have the highest number of tax foreclosures in the entire country in most cases. I'm pretty sure we have the record for most years in a row for that, unfortunately. We also have a big problem that everybody has, which is too much government-owned property in general. For example, the Detroit Land Bank has over 100,000 properties.
Wow.
To put that in perspective, that's like a third of the entire city. They don't know what to do with it. They don't particularly want it, and they're constantly looking for ways to get it back out on the tax rolls and, you know, being of use to the public. So we were able to organize a few deals with people where we were able to come in, take some of these properties off their hands without doing the whole tax auction process and, you know, having to foreclose on people. And then we were able to go in, renovate those houses, make them as beautiful. Like I'm very proud of our construction team. They put out the best product on the market. And then we sell them to primarily first-time home buyers. About 85% of the people that we sell to would be in that bucket.
That's great. And so who are the type of clients you like? So, for example, if somebody's listening to this and they're in the Michigan area, Detroit area, maybe they're out-of-state investors and they're thinking about investing in Michigan, I mean, what is your ideal client type?
So we don't do a whole lot of work for the little guy, so to speak. That's not to say that we don't want to support those businesses, but outside of like property listings or acquisitions, we don't do a whole lot of work with, you know, your under 10 house clients or units if they're doing multifamily. Our specialty is more along the lines of the full service client that has, you know, 10 plus properties, usually in the 50 plus range, and that they're looking for someone to help any or all of those activities associated with it, whether it be buying more property, managing what they have, doing some construction, selling the property, whatever it is that they're looking to do, we have it all in-house.
All right, perfect. And so how do people get a hold of you if they want to inquire?
So you can reach our office at 313-444-8326. It's a team, if that helps you to remember it. You can reach us on the web at www.hometeamholdings.com. We're all over, you know, Google, Facebook, LinkedIn, all the different social channels. And you can always email me personally if you're really ambitious. It's david@hometeamholdings.com.
Perfect. And before I forget, what was the name of your book coming out again?
Can't Doesn't Exist.
All right.
And it should be out in April.
All right. Well, hey, go get that book, because David is somebody that everyone needs to learn from, because you have quite a story, and I'm sure it's put it and documented in this book wonderfully. So definitely something for everyone to look out for. Maybe we'll have you back on the show when it's out, so we can talk more about the book itself. So, David, thank you for coming on today. Appreciate all your time. Appreciate you sharing your story with myself and the listeners. To everyone out there, appreciate your time and tuning in. Until the next time. Oh, and don't forget, head on over to Instagram at AskAdamTorres and check out what's going on with the book releases. All right. Have a wonderful day. And thank you, David. We'll be right back.